Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
The tush push has not been banned. The Packers were leading the way in trying to get it banned. Two different ways.
So close.
I'm just glad it's over.
It's not over yet.
It's not over.
What'd I miss?
I mean, next year.
It's over for this year.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad it's over. It only takes, into the season.
We only need two more votes.
Yeah. People evolve.
You 22 to 10 was the final tally.
It was also the final score of Eagles Packers in the wild card round.
Ooh. I did see that from Tom Pelissero. Pelissero?
No, you had it right the first
time. It was Pelissero, but I didn't see. He tweeted that.
He did.
Darn it.
Yeah, no, you saw. You were just trying to take credit.
No, I actually saw it.
Saw it somewhere.
An Eagles fan came into the Mr. Relevant comment section and said, 22 to 10 was the final score when we eliminated you bums.
On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, you can find us. You can find us on YouTube at ESPN Madison. Listen on the ESPN Wisconsin app and get us on the Carbless Talk and Text line 800-990-3776. There's too much going on right now. You're trying to take back the division. You play the Lions week one. You started a war with the defending Super Bowl champions about the stupid tush push, and they're trolling you on their Twitter with the it's back with the tush push with a picture of the Green Bay Packers on it on their social media, and they're coming to Lambeau Field. So now you have marquee games on the schedule. Why are you making enemies? Just focus on yourselves.
You are making enemies because, honestly, when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, you lost to them week one in Brazil. Then you went ahead and you lost to them on their way to the Super Bowl, round one of the playoffs. You pick a fight with them outside of it, you looking like kind of the soft participant in the argument, and the Eagles looking like, you know what, ban it. We don't care. We'll just find another way. And then it doesn't get banned, and then they dance on the grave of this tush-push banned proposal. And they're tweeting about you. I mean, if the Packers don't beat Philadelphia, when they come to Lambeau Field, come onto your turf, then they're going to be made and felt like the little brother, literally, pun intended, the little brother of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's how far this has gone. And this little rivalry that's shaken up between Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love and those versions of the Packers and the Eagles, it's going to continue to come to fruition. You do not want to be able to have a situation where the Eagles have this mental edge over you, because that's what's being created. Two losses last year. We have to stop the tush push. It doesn't stop. If they beat you in Lambeau, check mental edge.
Do y'all think the players were in the locker room saying, hey, Matt, can you talk to Mark Murphy for us to eliminate the tush push? No, this ain't had nothing to do with the players. It had everything to do with football minds who manage football deciding that they want to try to...
But the players are reflected in this.
No, the players aren't reflected. This means nothing to them. They don't care, tush push or not, right? They got rid of the tush push, fine. They got to deal with the tush push, they'll be okay. But if this is what it takes for the Eagles to get hyped up, then that's a shame. I think this football game, when we play the Philadelphia Eagles, is just going to be a normal football game for the guys, maybe for the fans.
It shouldn't be normal. It should be a big game. The team has gotten you the last 2 years, and they're a quality opponent.
Yeah, that's why it's a big game. Not about the tush push ban. Maybe it means more to the fans than it actually
frost
means
into the
to
cake,
the players. No, it doesn't add anything.
It does add frosting to the cake.
It does.
So what do you think? It's
not the bulk of the cake, but it's frosting.
So if the Eagles lose, then that means the Green Bay Packers, you
don't
guys
think that they're going to find joy getting a first down on the tush push against the Packers?
There will be a celebration. It's going to be a 4th-and-1. They're going to run a tush push. They're likely going to get it, unless you find a way to stop it. And there is going to be a celebration on that sideline. I'm telling you right now, there will be.
Well, all the Packers got to do, if they're hyped up about it, Green Bay, I want them hyped up about it, because I want the Green Bay Packers to be able to take the best shot of every single team this year. I want them to take everybody's best shot, because that is the only way this Green Bay Packers team gets better. So if the Philadelphia Eagles, the big bad Super Bowl champions, are upset over a little tush push thing, then bring it. I want them to bring it.
So you're telling me, as a Packer fan, you're scrolling through Twitter, you see, tush push didn't get banned. Sorry, Green Bay Packers. And then the Eagles tweeted a picture of Jalen Hurts getting ready to tush push against the Green Bay Packers. I believe it was in that playoff game. That didn't make you bring any kind of feelings to the surface, Kyle?
I mean, I'm an honest person. I'm a little salty. I'm a little tad salty. It didn't pass by two. I mean, it's going to happen one day. It didn't pass by two votes because, when you raise your hand to try to be the guy that tries to get somebody in trouble, and then they end up not getting in trouble, and they say, I'm back. Like
you went to the principal's office.
Yeah.
And you tried telling on the kid.
And the kid didn't get in trouble.
And the kid didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, no, it's annoying. It's annoying.
And then the kid goes back to the playground and says, you're soft.
Yeah, and now I got to deal with these Philadelphia fans.
And he would say it in other words that players will say on the field other than you're soft.
I might be a tad bit annoyed by the fact that it didn't pass because now we have nothing to stand on. Before I could say, oh, it's a bad play, blah, blah, blah.
You went crying.
And this was the revised one.
But the majority of NFL teams wanted it banned.
The hard part is, if this was the first version, I could understand it. But the first version failed, so they revised it.
They had to revise it, and it got more votes.
This is like going to the principal offices first, telling your story, and principal said, he's not in trouble.
Take it to the PTA.
You go, dang it. Okay, I'm going to change my story.
There is momentum.
And take it to the PTA.
There is a groundswell support that is coming. This will get banned. 22 of the 32 NFL teams.
So you think the Packers are just going to keep on bringing it to the table until it gets banned?
It might not be the Packers going forward.
Yeah.
Because they've got 21 alliances on their side. And here's the thing, man. I was just reading as you guys were talking. There's a new post out on ESPN.com explaining how heated this argument got at the league offices to the point where Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, made like a super inappropriate comment, and Troy Vincent of the NFLPA got after him for saying how inappropriate. Like, crazy.
I love that. A bunch of meatheads in a room yelling about the tush push. Nothing makes me happier.
The tush push. Don't you think that this is just kind of how sports go? You find edges because no one was saying, oh, we got to stop the wildcat formation. We can't have running backs taking snaps.
No, that's a lot of bit different.
And you find a way to stop it.
Add somebody to the list who thinks we're idiots and dummies. Josh DiMaggio.
Come on, Josh. Gabe cook him, Josh.
It joins us now on Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman.
I was listening to this previous discussion here, led by Brad Nortman, about the tush push.
Yes, Josh.
Brad, are you? Did you see and are you aware of the source that said the Green Bay Packers were pushed into making this rule change or proposing it by the NFL?
By the league offices.
So why don't the Packers just say, no, that's your problem?
What?
Why wouldn't the
That's your rebuttal?
Well, why would the Packers, if the Packers don't believe...
Mark Murphy just got the NFL draft, is he going to do a favor on his way out?
If the Packers don't believe this is a problem, if the Packers don't believe this is a problem, it should be legislated against, then why would they just be like, okay, yeah, we'll be your patsy. They must actually believe in it.
Well,
and then to actually
got the
say,
NFL
you know
draft.
You're right, Roger Goodell. I would gladly take it because this has been a thorn in our side, causing us two losses, including the playoffs.
Brad, now you're taking your extreme here, Brad. Two losses.
You're saying the Packers are the patsy.
Let Josh go. You do. I hope to one day live in a naivete like Brad does. Like, there isn't backroom deals and handshake deals, and you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Did you listen to Matt LaFleur when asked about the tush push by Kay Adams? He's over it. Most of the team is over it. They were just doing their good soldier thing to get it done. The Packers were one of the only teams who were effective stopping the tush push. None of it really matters that the Packers pushed it. None of the players were going, oh, please, coach, can you please tell the NFL to ban this play? It's so hard to stop. No, it was all part of bargaining, and that's what rich people do. It just doesn't make
Josh
any sense
know.
To think well, that somehow would, the Packers...
What would the Packers possibly receive in return for it to
the
be
NFL
like...
The NFL draft.
That was years ago. That was 2 years ago.
You
that was
oh, listen, I'm going to do this
2 years didn't exist.
I'm going to do this for you, but I'm going to hold on to this one for a long time.
I'm going to ask
you for
a favor.
We're bringing that NFL draft to that city of 200,000 people.
I need
we're
somebody.
The NFL wants it in Green Bay. The NFL wants the draft in Green Bay.
Brad,
look how great
never,
it was.
Brad, have you never been given a favor by somebody that says, hey... I'm going to ask you for something now in the future. I'm going to need you.
So why does the NFL want the tush push gone? Why would they go to such lengths?
They don't feel it's a football play.
And then why, if you're a good politician, you're going to count the votes before you do it. You're going to go through and make sure you got enough votes to actually pass this.
They picked
so
the organization
they call
was
the phone
respectable.
And say, hey, Detroit Lions, hey, anyone else who voted against it, you better vote to put it down. They did. You're saying
what,
they did this without
thing.
The votes?
Yeah, one more thing. You also said, Brad, you said that the Eagles didn't care if this got banned or not. The Eagles were lobbying teams in the days leading up to the secondary vote. They brought in a special Jason Kelce to plead their case for them. They're pleading it because they know it is a distinct advantage for them. They cared about this more than the Packers did because it works so unfairly in their favor. Now, you can say it's unfair or not, but it is a bigger advantage for them than other teams in the NFL, and they've had a distinct desire to keep it there. Do you think people who don't care about something put out a 26-minute vid of tush pushes? No, that's caring a lot.
That's exactly.
This is an organizational thing top to bottom.
Josh, is this,
Josh sounds like the mouthpiece.
Is this any different?
Is
this any different than Aaron Rodgers taking advantage of people running off the field and getting a 5-yard penalty?
No.
Is this any different than getting guys off sides? You're taking advantage of the rules to bend things in your favor. We didn't complain about that. We applauded that.
I don't know what that has to do. If they would have banned it, I would have accepted it. And then the Packers would have pushed for it not to happen. I don't know what any relevance that has to do with anything.
You're taking advantage of the rules to gain an advantage.
The Packers did their job.
Objection, irrelevant.
Right, understood.
Thank you, Josh DiMaggio.
Very good, Josh.
Loves to hold the hand of those who are lobbying against the tush push.
He's right. I mean, I'm Team Josh here. It's too bad that Mark Murphy's lasting final effort, he couldn't save football.
It's a shame. It's a stain.
Roger Goodell put Mark Murphy in his pocket.
Pour one out.
Yeah, he should. I mean, that's his owner. If Craig Carmen's an asset to do anything, we would do it.
And if Weed Man told me they had new service, I would do it too.
Mm-hmm. Can't
because
wait for him.
The early returns have been great. It is the second to last Weed Man Wednesday. That's so sad. I
need the Weed Man.
It is
awesome.
It's too sad.
They're going to be at the place awesome.
I mean, ain't going to be at my house awesome. I know that.
The Weed Man is here for you. Effective weed control using golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control. You can get 50% off your first treatment, half off at weedman.com. You can have that lush green weed-free yard that makes the neighbors stop and stare. And that is important. When you're a homeowner, you like that pride, that power, that people are looking at you and you say, how the hell did you get your lawn to look like that? And I just tell them, Weed Man. Go to weedman.com so you can have the same experience that we all have had here on Kyle, Bruston, Norman. Uh-oh. Here, Brad Out's next.
You're listening to Kyle, Bruston, Norman.
If I was as tall and as talented as you, if I could shoot as well as you could, both them teams would have won. Because you know what? You did a fake punch, you said, in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
And I would have did fake point. I would have took it to the house. I would have scored a dang touchdown.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome back.
What's worse, Homer saying that Jackson Churio should be traded if he doesn't continue to get better and learn how to walk, or Brad's here, Brad outs? That's a tough debate. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line.
Not going to defend yourself, Brad? You're just going to let them talk about
wait,
you like that?
Just going to wait for the here, Brad out to speak for
here,
itself.
Here, Brad out's going to make you fold, Brad. You should probably defend yourself, right, Kyle?
I mean, I was telling you to defend yourself because we were talking about you fawning over another woman and you're in a relationship and you live with the woman, so I was trying to help you.
Yeah, he was trying
when
to do
did
a
I
solid.
Say you guys are the ones that said I was fawning over another woman. I never once said that.
Yeah, well, you didn't.
Nor did that.
You didn't deny
your
it.
Your face turned redder than a tomato.
Yeah, you had a chance to deny. You didn't.
There was nothing to deny. I did nothing wrong. I love my girlfriend. I carry a photo of her and my dog in my wallet.
Simp.
Yeah, facts. I am a simp. Nothing wrong with that. Look at that. Look how cute they are.
Wow.
Some real, like, 90s dad stuff.
Isn't
right
that
there.
Great? Isn't that good?
That's your girlfriend's dog, too. You made it your own. You are a simp.
Okay, Kyle, hold on a minute before we get to hear Brad up. The dog is 2 years old. When I came into the picture, the dog was 9 months old.
Still not your dog. It's hers.
I disagree.
But I live in the apartment. It's also my dog.
He doesn't get it.
I bring the dog out. I buy food for the dog.
You know what? I'm just going to be quiet.
Good idea.
I'm just going to be quiet because then I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Brad's doing some last
they
second research.
They say punters
here.
Are people too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
Ooh, look at that trio.
Maybe we'll do a quartet at some point, Kyle, if you ever want to step in.
Yeah, if you want me to, I can. I'll let you have your moment to shine.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. So, guys, you guys know I'm a Hear Brad Out has become an incubator for ideas, right? And there has been a fusion of certain events that has made me think of a great idea. The NFL schedule was released. That happened. MLB Baseball experienced a weekend of interleague games where they each played an assigned rival. And they do that every year now, which I absolutely love. So I decided to take two brilliant ideas, NFL schedule release, and there's rumblings of an 18th game, and interleague games, and bring that to the NFL. There's not enough pure rivalries in the NFL. You got the Packers versus the Bears. You got a couple other ones, but I want more established rivalries, and there's no better way than a team playing each other each year, but AFC versus NFC. So when, not if, when the Packers go ahead, or the Packers, the NFL goes ahead and makes that 18th game, I propose that 18th game is the NFL Interconference Rivalry Game, where you play an NFC team, plays an AFC team, the same team, each and every year, going back and forth, home and away, and a rivalry is created. Now, I put together the games of what they're going to be.
Oh, okay.
This, right. So this, I'm intrigued. Wait, all 16?
All 16.
Holy smokes. I need a pen and a paper. Hold on.
I'm already ahead of you.
And.
Don't wait on him.
Like any good themed event, right? It comes with a moniker.
Promoter?
It comes with a name.
Like any good promoter? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, like a promoter.
You've also come up with 16 names?
Yes.
This is the most work you've ever done. I'm so excited.
It was a lot of work. So go easy on it. It was a lot of work.
Brett names
go easy on it. 800-990-3776.
Let's hear names, Brett.
800-990-3776. This is Hear Brett Out. Do you like the 18th game coming to the NFL with a built-in rivalry, AFC versus NFC, same team every year, home and away?
And I tried to go based on geography. I tried to go based on history. And honestly, what was most fun? So, here we go. Let's start with the Packers one, shall we? The Packers enter. We won't be happy for this because of the whom the team it's going to be.
Don't say the Steelers.
Packers versus the Chiefs.
Why the hell would Packers be playing the Chiefs?
Because it's still the Midwest. There was the first Super Bowl. And it's just, there is already a classic combination. I won't go this deep into each one. There's a classic thing of like the logos, the colors of the Chiefs and the Packers. They were the leaders of the AFL when that was a thing. Okay. And the Packers, one of the earliest members of the NFL. And I've named
just,
the game.
Just let them go.
I've named
the game Cheese Curds versus Barbecue Birds.
Oh, no. Where's barbecue birds?
Yeah, because they're barbecue. I'm trying to get a bird. Rhyme going on.
But barbecue is typically pig.
But
curds and birds.
Curds and birds. Maybe we should roll through these.
Everyone, can you just let them roll through these?
Guys, we got 15
more. You guys
do
worse than me on this interrupting thing.
We've got 15 more to go. Okay. The Giants versus the
hang
Jets.
Hang on. I'm with Kyle. Man. I don't know if I can do 15 of these.
Okay. I'll choose the best ones then. I'll choose the best one.
No, I want all of them.
It's the nicknames that I know are going to be stupid. You did nicknames a couple weeks ago, and I was like, this is terrible.
Brad, fly through them.
All right, I'm going to turn my mic off.
Quiet game.
Okay. I'll just roll through these. The New York Giants and the New York Jets. Of course, it plays on Saturday night. Saturday Night Five Boroughs plays on Saturday night.
Why do we need to add the Five Boroughs?
Come on, let them go.
Saturday night, Five Boroughs.
You lose the quiet game.
Okay. Rams versus Chargers. Red Carpet Rumble. 49ers versus the Raiders. Gold Diggers versus Grave Diggers.
That's good. Who are the teams?
That's good.
The 49ers and the Raiders. Gold Diggers versus Grave Diggers. Seahawks versus the Broncos. Saddle and Sore Bowl. Some of these are not great. I'll admit. Panthers and Jaguars. The Brad Norman Bowl. Fair. Or if not that one, how about this one? Because they're both cats. Claws in Effect.
That's good.
Cardinals and Falcons. The Angry Birds Bowl. And, of course, it is sponsored by the Angry Birds Bowl. The Angry Birds app.
Is that still there? I don't know.
Yeah, my dad still plays it.
No way.
Oh, dude, he's like top 10 in the world.
Way.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to fly through these again when this is all said and done, because KBN Nation, I know you're keeping track. Cowboys versus Texans.
No.
Friday night fights. This one is one of my favorite. Okay. Vikings and the Colts. Thorses versus horses. Get it like Thor.
Say that again.
Thorses versus horses.
Oh, wait, were these two teams?
The Vikings and the Colts. Because the Vikings, they're the Norse. Norse mythology is Thor.
I wonder who Chicago's
playing. The Colts
playing.
Are horse. Thorses versus horses.
Orioles just hit a 3-run home run.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another one I love. The Bears versus the Browns. The Who Hurt You Bowl. The Who Hurt You Bowl. Because both teams are in pain. They're always complaining.
Yeah.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you, Bears and Browns?
Passionate fan base.
The ones you think are good are actually your worst.
Okay, I'll keep just rolling through these. Bengals and Titans, Country Roads.
Wait, tell me. Wait a minute. Who?
The Bengals and the Titans. They're right by each other. They're geography close.
Wait, I thought this was AFC versus NFC.
Oh, shoot. Wait, what was the NFC teams then that I did on the same side?
And here Brad Out dies.
Okay,
again.
Let me just finish these up. Buccaneers versus Dolphins.
Hey, Brad, before you continue, I just received a phone call requesting me to throw something at you every time you say verse instead of verses. And the man.
You can't say verse?
It's verses. Verse is part of a song. And the man said that you're making Badgers look bad. That's all. Continue.
Buccaneers versus the Dolphins. The flip flop face off. The Ravens versus Commanders. This one's good. Commander and Thief versus Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that's funny.
That's good. That one's funny. Clever.
The Lions and the Bills, Roar versus Gore. The Patriots and the New Orleans Saints, Founding Fathers versus Funky Fathers. And finally, the Steelers and the Eagles. I'll admit, this is the one I was searching last minute because I could not find a good one. The best one I could find was The Great Steel and Feathers Brawl. That was the best I could come up with. I couldn't come up with the Steelers one. Let me go through my favorites really quick again.
Feathers Brawl.
You couldn't even go pierogi versus Philly?
Ooh.
Cheesesteak versus pierogi? Nothing?
How did that one not come to mind?
He's disappointed in himself. Disappointed.
Atlanta versus Arizona was both NFC. The Titans Bengals was AFC.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was so fixated on the birds. Of Cardinals
the angry bang
and
birds.
Falcons. And I was like, those are both angry. They both
angry
look like angry
bowl.
Birds,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So I was like, angry birds. Let me go through my favorites really quickly. Giants versus the Jets. Plays on Saturday night. Saturday night, five boroughs.
So dumb.
Red Carpet Rumble is the LA teams. 49ers and Raiders. Gold Diggers and Grave Diggers. I'm sorry. That one's awesome.
I'm sorry. That one's awesome.
Vikings and Colts. Thorses versus Horses. Bears and Browns. Who Hurt You Bowl. Commander and Thief.
Okay, you said your favorites. You're going through the list again.
There are so many good ones. Funky Fathers and Founding Fathers.
We've given you enough space.
Funky Fathers is pretty good.
Yeah, Funky Fathers and Founding Fathers.
It was actually Matt here, and I think Matt's right. Brad clearly used AI.
For some of these, I did. I will say, the bad ones were mostly AI because they've got there's no comedy. Even I couldn't come up with them
because you're just a comedic expert now.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bradley
I know funny.
Hilarious.
I know funny.
Yeah, Brad. This
Brad is hilarious.
This here,
I
Brad,
know
out,
funny.
The problem with it is the fact that now you find yourself as an NFL team every year potentially having to play like I want to play the Browns. I want to play. I want to play the teams that are the Jaguars. I want to play the teams that are historically bad. That's who I want to play as a Packers fan. I don't want to play the Chiefs every single year.
But you never know. The Chiefs might go bad.
Well, I know they ain't going bad the next 5 years with Patrick Mahomes.
Decades and decades long rivalry.
Yeah,
I think I like it. I think I like it.
The idea, the names, or both? The idea is
neither of the latter. I like the idea of AFC, NFC rivalry games every year. I do like that idea.
And to try to match them based on
85% of these matchups have no context historically.
But they're either geologically or geographically close.
Rams and Chargers make sense. Giants and Jets make sense. Niners and Raiders make sense. I think that's the end of the list.
Well,
No.
Panthers and Jaguars
make sense. I don't need more explanation from Brad. He's got a whole
Cowboys and
he's got a whole
Texans
word
sense.
Doc.
Cowboys and Texans doesn't make sense. You have one of the most historic.
They're both in Texas.
I understand
it's a Texas
that,
showdown.
Brad.
Shocking. Texas showdown.
Yes, but that's
Bucks
idiotic.
Dolphins.
Why did you call it the Texas showdown?
The Texas showdown's way better than whatever you have.
Friday night fights.
What the hell? Where did you come up? Friday night fights.
Friday night lights. You're like in high school football in Texas. But you can't say Friday night lights. Got to do something punny. So you do Friday night fights.
Why can't you say Friday night lights? That's not. trademarked because everybody says it.
But yet, but that's just too vanilla.
Ron and the Key chimes in.
Because you're certainly not vanilla.
I gotta put my spin on it.
Ron and the Key chimes in with the, this is good. Just another classic funny CPA.
That was good, funny. Ron. That's good, Ron.
I'm keeping you guys entertained.
Because you guys aren't funny. You're boring. Yeah. And this list is boring.
Horses and horses.
That
I'm
was
sorry,
probably
that
the worst.
And, no way.
And CPAs
so
definitely laugh at their own jokes.
Horses and horses.
Thor, you, a Viking and a Thor?
Yeah.
You're reaching,
no,
Brad.
No, that no horses make sense because it's the Colts, but the Vikings, they're from the north.
Yeah.
Norse mythology.
We got it. Thanks.
Thor.
You've said this already.
But Kyle's not getting it.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying I don't like it.
Gold digger and grave digger.
Right,
that
was
good.
You put, that was good. You put a lot of time into this, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you were working.
Half of these I put legitimate, like, sit down thought into it.
Saturday Night Five Boroughs? Just call it Saturday Night Live.
But you gotta do something more than that. That's
put it on NBC. Problem solved.
But you play Saturday Night. Five Boroughs is the five boroughs of New York. Saturday Night Five Boroughs.
He continues to mansplain everything he's already said five times to us.
We get it.
Edgar Allan Poe.
You call that mansplaining. I call that dumbsplaining.
Who's playing Baltimore?
Edgar Allan Poe. That's the Ravens.
That's a bad joke.
No, who's playing Baltimore?
The Commanders. Commander and Thief.
Oh, DMV.
DMV.
You're a problem right now, Strofe.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
You're letting him continue to go.
Watch out. Isn't it called Hear Brad Out?
No, this, over. This sucked. Can we all vote this
Founding
suck?
Founding Fathers and Funky Fathers. New Orleans.
That was
Boston.
A good one, too. I had to laugh at that one. That was good. I give you credit.
You can't have all these. That's what makes the good ones so good, is if you have some bad ones that are bad. That it makes you appreciate the good ones.
Taylor and Waukesha, as we have now, at the end of the show, maybe considered having a clown of the day. Brad, you're in the running today. Very much so.
I don't think anybody else is in the running.
No.
This is so bad, it's good. It's so bad, it's good.
I take this over Brewer's Math 1,000 times.
I would too.
I take this last 20 minutes of pain over
What if
Brewer's
I told
Math?
You a potential partner called saying they wanted to sponsor Brewer's Math?
They know good
content.
I got
that phone call also.
They know good content.
Well, if a partner sponsors it, then I have no choice but to sit here and endure it.
You better get ready for lots of Brewer's Math then. We at least weekly Brewer's
Math. It makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Yeah, that's
because it's so confusing, and I know it sucks.
It's but you got to think in another dimension.
No, listen, I'm not the brightest, tool in the shed or sharpest tool in the shed, but Brewer's Math is too much for my brain to process.
That's the exact opposite of what we're going for.
Well,
trying to simplify it.
Listen, I'm your sample size. You're confusing me, Bradley.
All right, we're gonna make something a little bit more digestible coming up here. What do we say, huh? We do that?
Please.
Cheese curds versus barbecue birds.
You're hurting moving forward. Move on.
I can't.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Hear Brad Out just happened. I'm still dissecting how to feel.
Saturday Night Five Boroughs.
Stop it. Strofe, lock in with my eyes. Strofe, you're producing this show.
Yeah.
If you laugh and then feed the laughter to Brad, he's going to continue to go.
That's okay.
I don't think so.
Brad is shining bright right now.
We'll lose it. Is
Strofe
Brad
knows.
Shining bright? 800-990-3776.
You're not shining. He's shining.
Horses and horses.
Oh, stop, Brad. Stop. Stop. That was awful. Come on with something better.
That one was so good.
What? We're talking about his Hear Brad Out where he wants an 18th game in the NFL schedule, which they're likely going to get to some point in their
probably
NFL
next
lives.
Year, yeah.
And he wants the 18th game to be a made-up rivalry, NFC versus AFC teams, and he, for some reason, took it to the next level.
Yeah, of course.
And genius. Has names for all of these games, and the names aren't good. They're funny to the CPA that Brad is.
I mean, there's the Sweet 16, the Final Four, and then, you know, there's...
Cheese curds versus barbecue
birds. So, yes. So, for example...
barbecue birds. That gold, was gold so diggers
for anybody who just joined us...
Y'all making his... You this man is mad.
One game to share and one name of the game to share.
Oh, yeah! KBN Nation, call in. I want to hear your opinions.
Guys, we might have a tragedy. I closed it out. I didn't save it.
Oh, right.
We have to pull up off the tape. I'll have to try to do this from memory. My favorite
They were
one,
so bad.
My favorite
You got
one,
rid of it and didn't think it was my, worth saving onto your
I
computer.
I still think my favorite one is Gravediggers versus Gold Diggers. That is the 49ers versus the Raiders. It makes a ton of sense. Both the old rivalry from being close to each other and the
game. You're selling the audience by telling them it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. Angry Birds is so good, too. The Angry Birds
Bowl. But no, Killsburg, can we do
NFC teams? The concept was NFC versus AFC.
But the thing, see what I do for content. See what I do to make sure I put my best work forward.
That's not your
I
best
work. I
break
my own rules. The Founding Fathers versus the Funky Fathers.
That was probably your second best one.
That's the Patriots versus the Saints.
That was good.
JD and Fondy, the official Are You Smarter Than Ben Brusgrader, has now become the Hear Brad Outgrader.
Oh.
Brad D. Needs more thought.
Yeah.
More thought.
Josh and Kenosha on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You're up on Hear Brad Out.
Hey, guys. First, I just want to say it was nice to meet you a couple weeks ago.
Love
oh,
you
yeah,
too.
Was right at IKEA.
In theory, I like the concept. However, these teams play each other once every 4 years as it is. So what do you do in that year where they're already mandatory playing each other? Do you have it like where they play each other twice that year then, kind of like a division rival mm-hmm. with a home and home? Or
thinking.
Do you add a completely
Double
different
up.
Game to the schedule?
Double up, home and away. You really lean into that rivalry. That's thinking right there. KBN Nation, they're smart. They're very smart. They think about all the possible contingencies.
How Nation, smart is Dimitri and Waukesha?
Dimitri, if you're in on this, then I'm sorry. I love you, but...
You're not smart.
Yeah.
I had one, but then I remembered there was two NFC teams. You could.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
It Hit me with
it's
it.
It's fine. Brad did it, too. He gets paid to do this. So.
Yeah.
Well, you can do the Battle of the Bays, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, bring that back. How it used, they used to be a division rival.
It's a good one.
I mean, it's...
But and then I had one. You could do the frozen tundra versus the hot desert, Vegas, Green Bay.
Ah,
I mean, hell yeah, sign me up for that.
I'll go to Vegas every
I went
year.
To the Vegas Packers fun. Game when Jordan Love threw three interceptions, and I had a lot of fun regardless.
That stadium is fantastic. The city is great. I'll be there tomorrow. See how fellas.
What about Lions and Bills? That was Roar versus Gore.
That
pretty good
too.
What do you mean?
So, do gore as in Bills goring
yeah.
people?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Do all buffaloes don't have horns? Do
yeah, they
that?
Do.
All buffaloes have horns?
They got horns.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. There's too much thought. Like.
But you got to think. It's like it is.
I don't.
Like
I don't need
Brewer's
a puzzle.
Math. It is like Brewer's math. You got to just got to take a moment. Got to let it digest.
So I got a question for Strofe. Is this what Brewer's math sounds like?
Yes.
No, it's worse. It's much worse than this.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Why does that make you feel better?
You Brewer's like math is worse?
That's what I just said, yes.
Oh,
Brett, you
I
ruined this.
How about your listening improvement over there, pal?
I don't understand why you guys don't like...
Comprehension is different.
Ooh, he's saying he's dumb.
That's exactly what he just said.
Explain to me why you guys don't like Saturday Night Five Boroughs.
Because you could just call it Saturday Night Live.
It doesn't roll
Both
off
Both of the teams
tongue.
Are located in New Jersey.
Like, we get it.
But they're the New York Giants. They represent the city of New York, right? And they have Saturday Night Live...
Right,
they play on Saturday.
Play on NBC.
We'll play on Saturday night.
So does Saturday. So Saturday Night Live. Not like is it not? Do people know it's not filmed in New York? Do they need to say Saturday Night Live in New York?
You're leaning into it.
We don't need to. We already know.
So you think Saturday Night Live would have been enough?
Yes.
No, that's not enough.
And also,
it's not creative enough.
The game would be played in New Jersey. It would not be played in any of the five boroughs.
That is very true.
But then they should change their name to the New Jersey Giants.
Well, that's a different conversation, Brad.
New Jersey Jets.
In theory, I agree, yes, but that's a different conversation than the one we're having.
Your favorite. That's what I want.
Gold Diggers versus the Grave Diggers.
That was good. I like the what's the New Orleans versus the Patriots? Founding Fathers versus the Funky Fathers. Yeah, I like that one.
How about you, Strophy? Go on. Say your favorite. Don't be shy.
Brett, are you proud of yourself?
Clearly. I am, actually. He's telling me not to be shy. You see all the confidence in this man?
Jeez, there's so many to choose from. Strohs.
I'm just dumbfounded by the brilliance I am in front of. Cheese curds versus barbecue birds makes absolutely no sense. What does a bird have to do with the Kansas City Chiefs?
You could have barbecue chicken.
But again, what does that have to do with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Everything's such a reach,
Kansas
man.
Kansas City barbecue. Kansas City barbecue. It's a culinary joke.
But cheese aren't birds.
How about brats versus barbecue?
But in Kansas City, they have barbecue. Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah, but mostly.
You could do brats versus barbecue or beer versus barbecue.
Yeah, but it's so cheese oriented.
No, you literally wanted to rhyme a word with curd.
Yeah, I did. That's why.
You know, I did. Everything doesn't need to rhyme, Brad.
But rhymes make everything better.
No, but not in this case. The cheese curds versus the barbecue birds.
Barbecue birds, yeah.
I wish I could take Taylor up on this. Ben, I'm at Pottawatomie, red or black. Come on down. The show is horrible today. Thanks to Brad, Taylor. Coming up next, Brad is a focal point of the next segment, which scares me.
No.
Come on, KBN Nation.
Let's do audible. What are we talking about next? I love Brad. I'm having too much Brad.
Too much Brad? All right. This is Brad's last segment. Then we focus on Ben, Kyle, and Strofe in the 4-on-4 Hour 4. But first, I'm going to tell you about the Princeton Club. Strong body, strong mind, and strong community is what you can have when you join the Prince Club. Open 24/7, free childcare with a membership, and they have something for everyone. No goal is too big or too small. Simply get started and feel the energy around you. Love talking about all the community initiatives that they have in the Madison locations and in the New Berlin location. Find one close to you. Go get a tour, fall in love with it, and then feel the energy when you're working out, and you will find your better tomorrow. I'm glad that's over.
Stroke came up with a great one.
He did.
What now?
This is from Lewis on the text line.
KBN Nation's so smart. Go ahead, Stroke. I can't take credit for it.
Lewis chimes in. It should be Cheeseheads versus Arrowheads.
I mean, that is so good.
Because it's Arrowhead Stadium.
That is so good. See, sometimes I get too lost in it. I get too deep into hear Brad out. The rooms are too dark. You know what I mean? The Brad Lab.
I want to see Brad with a lot of carbless in him. Probably a hoot and a holler.
Oh, man. I am fun with a lot of carbless.
Actually, I kind of want to see it, too.
We'll find out in Pittsburgh. We all go together.
Kind of getting sick of sober Brad's here, Brad outs. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Craig Council bobblehead that was given away, and we, just did a nice, soliloquy? Is that the right word?
Yeah, like a montage?
Like a Virgil.
Vigil.
We did a vigil.
Vigil.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're
used to. I know that you're gonna have it. The Brett Favre documentary dropped on Netflix. I will get to it. Two of our panelists, Alex Strofe and Brad Nortman on Kyle Brust and Nortman. Strofe the producer, Brad the host. Kyle and Ben will get to it. Are huge Brett Favre fans growing up.
Oh, Favre forever. Favre forever. I love me some Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of mindset do you need to be in to watch the Favre documentary as someone who was captured and cultivated by one Brett Favre?
Vulnerable. Willing to be hurt.
Showing him with his helmet off after throwing a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
Are there any good moments?
I mean, it's a crafted narrative, right? Because, like, you know, they sort of hit you with the heavy hitters of the whole Jen Sturger, you know, issue, however you want to call that.
He's a man ahead of his time.
Yeah, I guess so. Then there's 15 minutes of his, like, high school draft, coming to the Packers, resurrecting the Packers, and you're like, yeah! And then it cascades and gets worse and worse and worse and worse throughout the rest of the documentary. So for those 15 minutes, the kid inside of me was like, man, I remember why I loved this guy so much on the field, the way he played football. He was larger than life.
I want to watch that.
But it takes a quick turn, and there's nothing surprising. There's nothing new that's necessarily told to you. Everybody knows about the Jen Sturger. There's maybe details that I didn't know. Like, for instance, I don't know if they, like, Brett Favre and Jen Sturger have never been in a room together.
Wait, time out. Wait a minute.
They've never spoken face to face.
That is correct. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me Brett Favre never spoke to this woman in person? Only texted her?
MySpace.
He went to her on MySpace. Her. Yeah. He got his number from a Jets employee and then just texted her.
Wait, time out. Wait a minute. They weren't having a text conversation?
Well, no.
They weren't going back and forth?
I think she would respond, but I'd say, like, not interested, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, he was hitting on her.
Yeah. Oh, nonstop, yeah.
And his last Hail Mary was to do that?
Yes.
Well, that was not his last Hail Mary, considering he played three more years in the NFL.
But, like, with her. So, yeah, that was shocking.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, is the answer, yes.
That was
shocking. Via email.
Yes.
I thought it was text.
He sent the inappropriate photo that many have seen.
He emailed this to her. He could have said, oh, man, this wrong person.
It was like bfarve at
tmail.com.
Tmail.com.
Tmail. Hey, Brett Favre will be a menace on Snapchat. A menace on Snapchat.
So.
I did what? No, I didn't. Prove it. That screenshot ain't me. That ain't mine.
And then you compound that with the Mississippi welfare fraud. It just gets worse, man.
Dude, he's not a good person.
No,
that's ultimately what you walk away feeling.
Yeah, you're just like, this is bad.
And it ultimately brings up the conversation of, can you separate the art from the artist?
Wait a minute. Wait,
and my takeaway is no.
They don't show any of the touchdowns.
I cannot be a legitimate Brett Favre fan. I can't.
Oh no, Kyle, it's hard. Can you watch this? You're like Favre's number one supporter.
You can't rationalize it away any longer when you see it.
What did you say about irrational people earlier?
You can't have a rational conversation with an irrational person.
I'll put my irrational hat on when I watch this.
So you're gonna watch it through an irrational lens?
I mean the welfare fraud. I mean, maybe he meant to send the text message to the wrong person or the email or what else drama can I try to flip it and switch it up for Brett Favre?
Those are the headlines. I mean,
how did he know that the money came from the Texas welfare or the Mississippi welfare system? He thought it was just.
He asked, "Can I get in trouble for this?" We'll everyone find out.
He literally asked via text message, "Can the public find out how I received this money?"
Brett Favre literally said, "Hell, just take money from anybody. Welfare, whatever."
He's a dumb criminal on top of being a criminal.
Yeah,
allegedly.
We're back in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, allegedly. He sues people. Sell out with me, oh, yeah.